Welcome to another episode of the Be Successful series. Before we get into the show, I just wanted to remind you, if you're an entrepreneur, to head over to dreambizcoaching.co. That's dreambizcoaching.co. So at Dream Biz Coaching, you can join our free community, world-changing entrepreneurs, to share ideas, network, and have fun with your peers, all while being free of the distractions on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of it. If you would like to support the work going on to create this content, courses, and interviews for you, become a member. We have three levels you can choose from. Our patron gets access to the uncensored portion of our podcasts, content not seen anywhere else on the internet, like funnel reviews, website hot takes, and what I think about the entrepreneurship world at this moment. You'll also get a 10% discount off any current and future courses released on the platform. Our partner gets everything in Patreon. Also, you get to view recordings of the group coaching sessions. You get 25% discount off of any course, and you get access to the group coaching community. Our highest level, our VIPs, well, they get everything. Everything the patrons and the partners do, it unlocks all of the courses. Yes, that's right. You pay $0 for the courses at this level. You also get to participate, if you so choose, in a quarterly roundtable meeting in order to discuss the development of the platform. You get to help build what you want to see. So head over to dreambizcoaching.co and become a member today. We would be honored to have you there. And we are up and going. Chris Stalvey of Lux Beads, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be on your show. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me.
Well, it's always fun to talk to different people, different entrepreneurs, and figure out, you know, what their story is, hear their history, and all that. So I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, so, definitely.
You and I met, obviously we work at the same place, and I had no idea that you had your own business until we were both at the Big Cats Energy Show that Janaea put on. And of course, once I learned that you were going to be there and had your own business, I'm like, huh, very intriguing, because I've always had the entrepreneurial mindset and brain going. Yeah. So it's nice to, it's crazy how throughout my life, I have met so many people that now are doing their own thing and have their own business. So it's cool to run into one more.
Absolutely, man. I've met the most incredible people just since we've lived out here in Phoenix. Been out here 3 years now, and I've just met some really influential people, you being one of them. So it's just unexpected. You know, you never know who you're going to meet every single day. You know, you could meet somebody incredible. But it's awesome, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You never know who you're going to run into, and just keeping yourself open to those people and those opportunities, you never know what that can amount to.
For sure.
So give us the story. So how long has Lux Beads been around? And just give us the backstory. What's going on?
All right. Yeah. I established Lux Beads back in 2017. Like you said, I've always had the entrepreneurial mindset. I always knew I wanted to work for myself. I just didn't know how or what. I felt very lost for the longest time. And I don't even know exactly what day it hit me or why. I just started thinking about, you know, what small business could I start up on my own without having to go get a business loan and go into automatic debt for something. I was just trying to think a little bit smarter. And mind you, I had never made anything in my life. Like, I did not know I was able to make a bracelet to begin with. I just kind of talked to my wife about it, and I was like, hey, what do you think about me making bracelets? Like, why not give it a shot? And that's honestly how it started. It just starts with an idea, and I started to do my research on inventory, and I try to be really different and really creative. My goal with Lux Beads was from the very beginning to make unique art, wearable art for people. You know, a different style for anybody's style, you know, whether it's for a dressy occasion or just casual or whatever. I just knew that I wanted to do it the best I possibly could, whatever I was going to do. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy to think back on day one, like not knowing anything and questioning myself. And today I feel so much more confident in what I make. And it's just, it's good to get it out there and have somebody buy what you make, you created, and wear it and represent your company. That's like the best feeling in the world, man.
Right. Speaking of representing.
Nice. Looks good.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So I'm definitely honored and happy to be one of those people that can represent your brand.
Oh, appreciate you so much.
And it is very cool to be able to take something from that place of, you know, being unsure and not really knowing what you're doing and just strive and figure it out. And then all of a sudden you've got people that are buying it, that are wearing it. You know, maybe they're tagging you like on Instagram or Facebook or something, like, "Hey, I'm wearing my Lux Beads today. Feeling good," whatever.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, man. You never think that far into it. You know, when you're starting something up, you don't think about futuristically, like, "Well, people are really going to be wearing this." You know what I mean? Like, it's actually good enough to people. So you got to get to that place of confidence and fail along the way. You know what I mean? Like, I made countless bracelets that I thought the design was super dope. And once I, you know, finished making the bracelet, I was like, "Oh yeah, this isn't going to work." So, I mean, there's disappointment along the way with anything that you do, but it's just so much fun. And it's an art, man. You should just have fun with it. And that's what it's all about. So I try not to take it too serious and be too hard on myself if it doesn't work out. But
no, it doesn't work out. And I don't know if you know of or follow a guy named Gary Vee at all, but a lot of what he's been talking about lately is happiness versus success. We've, you know, in this country, we've got this mindset, and it's kind of a poison type of mindset where success equals money. And he's starting to flip that script around where, you know, really, if you're making, let's see, what did he say? If you're making like $400,000 a year, you're actually in the top 1% of earners in the United States. And with the way that our brains have been fogged up, we don't think anybody's made it unless they're making $1 million a year, you know?
You're right. Right. Society. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got to, like I said, flip the script on what actually success is. And success is whatever you're doing that makes you happy.
Yes. 100%. I couldn't agree more.
Hey there, my friend. Just wanted to ask you a question real quick. Have you been thinking about starting a podcast or promote your business? I know. It's on your to-do list, but it takes so much time and you're too busy, right? Wrong. What if you could be guided on how to get on Spotify in a week or less just by spending an hour every day? You know, a podcast is a great way to build relationships with your fans and grow your brand, but all those excuses are out the window. I created Podcast Pride just for you, the busy entrepreneur with a great business and lots to offer. Inside Podcast Pride, you'll see how you can have an attractive show thumbnail in minutes, an easy way to generate 50 plus show topics so you never run out of ideas, an organic social media method that works to promote your show. And there's more on the inside that you'll get access to. So stop saying someday and head over to dreambizcoaching.co/PP and let's get your show on the road. Yeah. And you've lived that. You know, you said, you know, just before that it didn't matter how it started or, you know, how you messed up along the way. It just mattered that you were creating, you were following that path, following your vision and having fun along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Let your creativity flow, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm my own worst enemy. You know what I mean?
We all.
yeah, truly. You know, I block myself off so much just for second guessing myself and my game plan for things. But yeah, you just can't be like that. I'm definitely trying to surround myself with really, really incredible people like yourself.
Stop it.
Friends, man. No, really, really. You guys have changed the way like that I see things. And it's kind of like you said, you know, it's so easy to view success as, I have to be making $1 million a year and then I've really made it. But it's not about that. It's really not about the dollar sign. It's, you know, vibrating at your highest frequency, doing something that you're so passionate about and you're driven. That's what it's all about. So I'm learning. I learn every day. I'm always learning something new and it's great.
That following your path that you're meant for and vibrating at your highest frequency. It's funny that you say it like that, because the podcast I was doing yesterday was with another fellow massage therapist, actually somebody that I went to school with. And we were talking about shifts in perspective and also following where the energy leads you versus trying to fight against energy and go where society tells you you should go.
Right.
It's good that you're getting that perspective and following that, I guess what you would say, a natural vibration for your life and business.
Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking of coming up against some resistance and things like that, what were some of the things maybe early on that you kind of struggled with that you've been able to work through now, either in the mindset area or even in the practicality of, like, you know, organizing your business, building a website or product distribution, things like that? What have you come up against and made it through?
One thing that's really tough for me, it's honestly still a struggle for me, the social media side of things. Mm-hmm. You learn how important and I guess how vital that can be for any business anymore. Everything is so electronic, like internet based. And so I'm still learning that side of things even. That's a big one for me. I struggle with that, but I'll get there. Back when I did start the business, I didn't realize how much goes into it. You know, every detail, stocking up on your inventory or buying things for, like, my booth. I have everything necessary for, like, a legitimate booth go set up at a festival. I wanted to go all in. And there were plenty of times where I felt like I definitely got in over my head and I was really intimidated by, you know, certain purchases. I was like, oh gosh, like, I hope this is worth it. I hope I'm not making a mistake. But you just can't look at it like that. It's total mindset.
I've started two businesses on my own at this point. And from the very first one to, you know, where I'm at now, it's a complete learning curve and it never stops.
Yeah.
My biggest struggle when I first started was the technical side of things. I taught myself through YouTube University how to build a website, you know?
Yeah.
Find your hosting, build your website, and link everything. And
Yeah.
It was
note after note, man. I've watched so many YouTube videos just trying to get pointers and everything. Yeah. But that's what it's there for. It's been a big help. That alone, YouTube has been a huge help for me.
Yeah, well. It's an amazing resource. And I would advise anybody that's looking to start any kind of business, before you just jump in and start buying things, do some YouTube research on what it actually takes so you can avoid some roadblocks.
Yes, definitely. Great advice right there.
We were talking about Gary Vee, or I was talking about Gary Vee earlier. Do you follow him, by the way?
I don't, no.
Okay. I think you would really get a kick out of him.
Yeah.
So if you look up Gary Vee on Google, you'll come up with just a ton of stuff because he's everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the things that he's talking about now on the socials is an app called TikTok. Have you heard of that?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, that's like musical, right? Like
that's what it's that's what it's based on. Like that's its core, I guess you could say, demographic is.
Yeah.
It's almost like how would you describe it? It's almost like a miniature music video for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like anybody can do it. Is there more to it than that though, that I don't know about?
Well, there is, but it's in the application, not the actual tool itself.
Okay.
So just like Facebook, just like Instagram, you can set it up to spew your message to do what you want it to do. And the thing that Gary is talking about here recently with TikTok is the fact that it's blowing up and there are a lot of users, a lot of new users. And he talks about something called underpriced attention. And so what that means is like Instagram, when it first got its start, even Facebook, when you have a new platform that a lot of people are jumping into, you don't have to pay for ads in order to have somebody actually see your content, like it, and share it. Whereas now with Facebook, especially, like if you want any kind of attention on Facebook, you better be running ads.
That's right.
If you're a business.
Uh-huh.
But with TikTok now, it's a lot more reachable for everybody and every business, especially if you have no marketing budget. And with a brand like yours that's wearable and highly shareable, and it's not gender specific, it's not age, it's not age specific either.
All inclusive, yeah.
Exactly. And so one of the things that make TikTok great in that respect is its user base starts from like preteens, honestly, all the way to people in their 40s and 50s. So there's a huge demographic there with really underpriced attention.
Wow. You learn something every day. Had no clue.
So yeah, if you spent some time, and obviously you have because you're aware of it, you've spent some time looking at it and see kind of how it operates.
Yeah.
If you check that out and kind of get a feel for the vibe, I really think you'd be able to post some stuff on there and probably drive more traffic to. Oh, that goes on to the next thing. Where can people actually buy one of these awesome Lux beads?
Yeah, so I had an official website running through Shopify, and I think it was a couple months ago. I went ahead and shut it down just for revision. You know, I wanted to completely redo it, revamp it altogether. And so been kind of doing some research on different ones to use. And right now I do not currently have an active website, but it is coming soon. So what I'm doing right now, I still have my Lux Beads page on both Facebook and Instagram. You can look it up. It's LuxeBeadz. And just DM me on there for any custom requests or prices, any type of inquiries. Yeah.
Okay. So get a hold of you through your social feeds for right now.
Absolutely.
And you'll still be able to fulfill orders somehow, some way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm able to do it through Apple Pay. Again, private DM, you can take care of it that way.
There's something that, that I didn't know about.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million ways you can really pay people anymore. Do transactions of any kind. There's so many apps out there. It's crazy. I think some of them charge you. And I think there's free ones out there too, but hopefully the new website will be up and running at least by January. So that's the hopes. But I want to make sure that I'm super happy with it before I put it out there. I'm just a perfectionist like that. I want to make sure it's good to go and ready for the people.
Of course. I, you know, as somebody that's built websites, I completely understand that. What are you looking at as far as, have you decided where you're gonna build it and what you're gonna use yet?
I'm almost positive that I'm gonna be going with Wix. Have you heard of that one? Okay, yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of advertisements for it, ironically, right? I'll tell you what, side note, it's creepy what your phone picks up, man. Like, you just be having a conversation, and then, like, you get on your phone, scrolling through your news feed on social media, boom, there's something that you just had a conversation about, you know. For instance, like, the website thing, I've been talking about it openly, and then I'm getting Wix advertisements everywhere. So I decided, why not check into it? And it's actually pretty amazing.
I'm building my next website on the Wix platform, and it's going to be, it's going to be all about this podcast and, you know, posting episodes of that. And plus, moving forward as I transition into being a business consultant, that's going to be part of the platform too, but that'll come later, obviously, as I grow and learn more. But yeah, wow. Wix is definitely awesome, the winner so far.
Yeah. Cool. That makes me happy. I feel actually, I don't know, more safe about going with it now. If you're doing it, then I have to do it.
Oh, well, there you go. Moving backward just a little bit into your designing, how do you come up with inspiration for your designs? Is there anything that you look at, or does like everything inspire you, or how does that process work for you?
Well, honestly, I've always loved fashion and style for the longest time. I've always been into it and intrigued by the latest and greatest. And I don't know. So a mixture of that passion from early on mixed with, you know, I get influencers that you have out today, artists, you know, I pay attention to all that. Some of my favorite actors. I pull inspiration from anywhere I can, honestly, dude. It could be anything. I could be anywhere looking at anything and see a color that I really like. And I'm like, boom, I got to use that in a bracelet. Like I have to, and of course try to incorporate it with gemstones. Cause that's a big thing for me. From the beginning of Lux Beads, I've always used gemstones. That was kind of like the main focal point. But I will bring in like different metal materials to use, special beads, maybe carved out of bone, whatever I can get my hands on that are really unique and different. That's what I want. Yeah, I don't know. I have so much fun with it. I just order a lot of different inventory, and I wait until it gets here. And I like to just put it all in front of me and lay it out, and in my mind I just pick out what I'm gonna pair up with what. That's pretty much it. I definitely get creative block though, don't get me wrong. I can be sitting there like busting out bracelets all day, and then I'll just have a total block. I don't know what goes with what. I don't know what I want to do, and then I get all upset.
Well, I think that's your brain telling you it's time to stop, like it's time for a break.
Probably. Yeah, I'm known to push myself a little bit too much, so yeah, that's probably true.
So speaking of time invested, how much time per se, like a week, would you say you actually put towards building, designing, and then, you know, working on the business and such?
Well, lately it has been things have been at a halt, just personal reasons, just life stuff going on. But you know, if I put my mind to it, and I'm going to use one of my days off, my free days, to sit down, and I'll make my goal maybe like 12 bracelets to 20 bracelets a day. It's just kind of whatever I'm vibing with, whatever I'm really feeling. Again, if I'm not happy with what I'm creating, I'll either take a break or whatever. But I mean, it can drag out to maybe I'm sitting at the table maybe like 6 hours sometimes. I'd say that's one of my longer days, but I don't know. I kind of just space it out and do it when I'm feeling it, really. Okay. I'm sorry if that's not a good answer, but.
No, that is a great answer, you know, because me being a musician and trying to write or come up with parts to go along with other instruments and things like that, like if I'm not in that creative flow, in that creative mind space, I can't force it. I, yeah. I, just, I just can't do anything with it. I completely understand the whole concept of, you know, if I'm not feeling it, I'm just not feeling it. And then I'm not going to create, you know, because that's
exactly,
you can't force it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and I do work a full-time job, so it's really, I'll try to focus on business stuff on any of my days off. But other than that, like my next focus, my next big focus is getting that new website up and running, and I'm going to get my wife's help with that. I might even come to you, because we'll see. I hear it's pretty user-friendly, but I might need some assistance with getting it complete.
I'm more than happy to help you out in any capacity. If you do, you know, hit a roadblock or just want some advice or whatever. I mean, this is going to be my first website built on Wix too. So I'm not a guru in that respect, but you know,
I just look at you as a total whiz, man.
Oh yeah.
You're a brain in my book. I'm like, he's
you
so
might
smart.
Need to get your eyes checked.
No way. You're so smart.
Oh, but I completely understand the doing things on your days off, because this is one of my days off, and what am I doing?
Yeah. You're putting in work is what you're doing. That's
putting
right.
Putting in a little bit of work, yep. Exactly. I spent, in fact, I spent most of the afternoon, the first part of this afternoon, working on Janaea's episode to be coming out soon, I hope. I'm almost done editing.
Oh, cool. Oh, so you're doing the editing portion for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is, you know, there are spots in everybody's speech. There's certain patterns, or there's places where, like what happened to me before, my brain got stuck, you know? And
yeah.
I might edit that out. I might not, depending on how it flows and how it looks later. But
you're right.
Basically, I don't want people to be watching these and look and think, oh my God, I'm staring at somebody just having a brain cramp. I you know, don't hit the next button. I swear I'll edit it out.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
I keep it as real and as entertaining as I can. I'll say that. Question about the beads and orders. Do you do custom orders? I'm assuming you do, but I want to ask anyway.
Yes, I love getting custom orders. Actually, so my most recent, I want to say, had a local rapper here in Phoenix reached out to me, and he was at the Big Cat event.
Okay.
Big Cat's Energy, yeah. And so that's kind of where it started. I obviously made the bracelets for the event. I think he mentioned something about wanting a necklace made to Janaea. And she was like, hey, you need to hit Chris up. You know, she'll hook you up with a custom necklace. I had never made a necklace for anybody. I was a little bit nervous, but I was excited too. I was like, oh, heck yeah, you know. So, yeah, that was like my first challenge with a necklace. But I guess I killed it, because, I mean, he loved it. So, yeah, I love that, man. I welcome it. I welcome any type of request that anybody might have, or a specific stone that means a lot to them for various reasons. Absolutely, throw it my way. I love a challenge.
And speaking of stones, you mentioned earlier that that's almost one of your signatures when it comes to your beads and your creations, is throwing the stones in.
Yeah.
There. What's the inspiration behind that? How does that resonate with you, I guess I should say?
Originally it was just about the beauty of them, because I do think you know, gemstones, crystals, they're beautiful. However, I didn't really care initially to get into the properties of gemstones, you know, healing properties or what have you. But that's something that I'm doing now. That's kind of like my next level where I'm taking Lux beads. I want it to be, you know, meaning meets style and fashion. I want it to be the best of both worlds. Like, I can still have fun and make something that's fashionable, but at the same time, it will have a, you know, a big meaning behind it. So if anybody is suffering with depression or anxiety, like myself, I'm gonna make myself a bracelet for anxiety and a couple of other different things. But yeah, that's just a part of the growth for me. And that's where I see Lux beads going. So I've got some things in the works, a couple of new things that I want to do. I guess I can go ahead and mention it. I would like to start making car charms for protection, you know, out just being out on the road.
Oh, in Phoenix?
Yeah, especially in Phoenix. I know. And that's why I was like, man, that's, I should have thought of that from the beginning, dude. Because people cannot drive out here. But yeah, I want to do a couple different things and maybe get into wall art, you know, house decor, using, incorporating crystals, maybe some macrame. We'll see. We'll see, man. I don't want to close myself off. Like before, I was strictly like just bracelets, but I opened myself up to like, why leave it right there? You know, why stop right there if I'm getting, you know, people are asking me to make them a necklace or an anklet or whatever, like bring it on. Yeah, let's do this. Why limit myself? Right.
Right. And in that respect, it doesn't have to be something, you know, those little niche items within your business. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mass produced thing. It could be truly a custom, you know, one of a kind piece.
Yeah.
And
turn,
you know, well, there's only one. So whoever gets it, they're going to be proud of it. They're going to show it off. And
exactly.
They're going to pay a premium for it.
Exactly. Yeah. The majority of my inventory, I do not replicate it on purpose. I very few designs have I replicated. It's for that exact reason. I consider myself to be a unique person, and I want to have unique jewelry to offer people. Like you said, one of a kind. Like you're wearing the only one in the world, so wear it proud. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is a great way to do it. And like you said before, with incorporating the stones and thinking about the healing properties or the energy repelling or attracting properties of certain stones, you're kind of, well, and I know you know this, you're combining two different worlds, so to speak, into one object, which in turn is going to open up your market to more people.
Yes.
That's never a bad thing.
Never. I agree with you. It almost feels silly that it kind of took me this long to figure that out, you know, but
there you go, being hard on yourself again.
You're right.
Yeah. It took me, like, honestly, it took me until probably 3 weeks ago, I think, is when I originally had the idea for this podcast. And before that, it was about a month that I realized actually what my gift in this world actually is. And it's listening.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, listening. People have come to me for years with their problems, their concerns, their, you know, gripes, whatever it is. People just have naturally just come to me over the years with those things. I'm not asking for it. I don't say, hey, is anything going on? You know, you can talk to me. It's like, no, it just happens automatically. They just start talking.
Exactly. Same, man. We're more than one type of therapist, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I figure, okay, well, if my gift is as simple as listening, who that I resonate with wants to talk and needs to talk.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. And you saying that, for the longest time, I've been so terrified, but I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel, but I just kept making excuses not to. Fear, you know, it always comes down to fear is what it is. But yeah, now like more than ever, I would like to, just to add that on the side too, because why not? You could connect with so many people, so many incredible people. It, man, if you can make a difference in one person's life, or maybe they make a difference in my life unexpectedly, like, I think that's awesome and worth every bit of it. So, scared or not, I'm going to be starting up a YouTube too, man. Probably have you on.
Hey,
so be ready.
I have no idea how I can contribute, but, you know, if you need a average looking model, I guess I'm your guy.
Oh man.
No, but that's good. That is amazing. I'm so happy that just being here and doing this, you've you've made that leap and turned that switch that, you know what, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. But you have to, or you're not going to grow as a person, you know? Fear is always going to stop your growth, stunt your growth. And I'm tired of that. So just like you, Brian, I feel like we're in the same place, man. It's just like, hey, now's our time. What are we waiting for? And by the way, I'm super proud of you, man. Like, this is incredible what you have going on. You know, you're a busy guy, but you do it all, and you do it with a smile on your face, and that's inspiring. So,
well, thank you. I truly appreciate that. I really do, more than you know, because when I was thinking about this journey, about what I want to do with my life and how I want to contribute to the world, I came up with an acronym while I was out walking, which,
okay,
another point, it's amazing what can happen when you just take a minute and just go for a walk. Like, your brain starts functioning in a different way and things just seem to flow. So
you get, yeah,
go take a walk, you know?
Absolutely.
But as I was saying, like, I was on this walk and I came up with, and it just hit me, just this acronym of TEI. And I'm like, okay, so what does TEI stand for? Let me think about that. Well, what do I really want to do with my day and my time? And then it just came to me. I want, if I can go throughout my day and teach, empower, or inspire someone every single day, I'll feel good about what.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's powerful, man. That's good stuff.
And it happens. You know, you don't know when those inspirational moments are going to hit. You don't know when those growth spurts are going to happen or the realization of what you're actually supposed to do. But when it hits and that energy changes, things just start flowing. Like with this, thing that we're doing right here, I just asked you. All I had to do was ask. And you said yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And so
it's amazing how that works, right?
Right. And so far, everybody that I've asked so far to do this has said yes.
Awesome.
I've never had that in my life, ever.
Yeah, that must feel amazing, man.
It does. This thing has turned into, it is kind of turning into more of like life and mindset shifting versus just like the nitty gritty of, you know, what do you use to build websites, or do you use a social marketing team, or all this, right, you know, the little tools that we have to use to reach people. And it's kind of shifting, at least so far, into the whole mindset and development space.
Yeah. That's important stuff too, you know.
Yeah, you can't
get inside everybody's head, and we all think so different, and it's intriguing to figure people out, and we're just all so different. That's the fun part, of the fun part for me.
It is.
Getting to know other people, their story, their background. How did you get started? Because it's easy to look at a lot of people who are successful, and I guess in our mind, it's like, oh, they've always been successful. Like, no, they started from ground zero too. You know what I mean? So
in starting from ground zero and finding the inspiration and things like that, one of the biggest developments that I've had in my life was finding someone as a mentor. Have you found anybody, or are you like looking to anybody either online or through books or anything like that? Is there anybody that speaks to you like that as a mentor?
Yeah. Yeah. A good friend of mine started out as a client, just a massage client. And, you know, we just connected. It was amazing. It was like a connection I've never had with anybody before, like total next level. She's already there. Like, I don't know. She's just doing her thing, man. Nothing. She's not letting anything hold her back. And she's just there to spread love and kindness and encourage people to be their highest self. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean. Like, just meeting certain people out here has really given me the push that I guess I needed to take life by the horns, really, and be like, all right, screw it, I'm just gonna do this. But her name is Stacy. I guess I won't release her last name. I don't know, that's a little bit too much.
No, that's
a vision of privacy.
Fine, no worries, no worries.
No, she's awesome, man. You know, she on the side, she does like sound bath healing sessions for people. And I guess she does like, I think she does like tarot readings and oracle readings and things like that. Just one of the coolest people, most down to earth people I've ever met in my life. Non-judgmental, you know, it's all love and everything is just, you know, just speak your truth and be your authentic self. And I love that. We need more of that in this world. We really do. So yeah, she means a lot to me, man. And as far as like, I had a online, a guy that was, he was online, started out making YouTube videos and just on entrepreneurship and just trying to help encourage other people just to take the step. Why not just do it? His name is Derek Struggle. He's pretty big now, actually. Dude's doing really big things. He's helping people all over the world to do whatever they want to do. Being an entrepreneur, he's there to help them get through it. You want me to write that or spell it out for you?
Sure. Yeah. I'm 100% taking notes with everybody I talk to. If they give me a person that is influential in their life and I don't know who they are, I write it down.
Yeah, sure. So it's Derrick, and then last name, it goes by Struggle. And there's of course his own personal story behind the word struggle. But yeah, man, started from like nothing. Just like he'll tell his backstory, how he randomly sold t-shirts in high school. Like he's been hustling hard since high school, just knew he really wanted to make something of himself. And you know, I guess his parents had other plans, like they wanted him to do the whole school route, maybe be a doctor or lawyer or something like that. And it's just not what he saw for himself. And you hate to disappoint your family, but I guess he hit a point where it was like, you know, I just can't worry about that. I got to do what makes me happy and whatever makes me thrive in this only life that I'm given. So seeing him and hearing his story, man, I had to follow him. I was like, okay, that's what's up. This dude's the real deal. And he's hustling hard and helping other people along the way get to where they want to be too. So yeah, definitely look him up. He's got tons of videos out there. Follow him on Instagram. Seems like he's just a really good dude.
Okay. Yeah. I will absolutely look him up and listen to that backstory too, so I can have a deeper understanding of what, you know, what he's about, and also obviously what you're about too, because it resonates with you so much.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And is there anything that you're reading right now, or are you a big reader at all?
I am not a reader. Like, I haven't been ever. I always wanted to be. That might sound dumb, you know, but I just couldn't get into it, man. It's got to be a book that I feel like I connect with, or I'm not into it. You know what? If you hang on real quick, I'm going to go grab a book. This is like the book. I would read anything by this lady. Her name is Jen Sincero. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. But she has a series of books. As you can see, this one's called You Are a Badass at Making Money.
Nice title.
Yeah, right? I know. It's too perfect. The material isn't too hard to understand. You don't feel like anything's swooping over your head. It's just extremely relatable, this lady as well. She started from nothing, like sleeping on couch to couch on her friends' couches. And just one day, it just clicked with her. Like, man, what am I going to do to change my situation around? I can't wait around for anybody else to change it for me. Like, I got to do something now. So anyways, you should definitely check her out. She's just all about self-empowerment, you know, believing in yourself, taking chances. Don't be scared to take chances. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. And that's how you get to where you want to be. You got to be hungry and you got to go get it. So that's what did it for me. I was like, okay, I'm pumped.
All right. So yeah, I wrote her name down too. So excellent. Yeah. I will check her out as well. And speaking of overcoming, you know, resistance either in yourself or, you know, from external sources, A lot of people, when they look to start their own business or branch off from the expected path that we're all taught that we're supposed to take, they come up against people that try to discourage them or just straight out tell them, like, no, you can't do that. Did you have any kind of that resistance when you wanted to start your brand?
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time. I still do. It'll be people that are just so negatively mindset. It's the old school mindset. Like you said, the only way to make real money and respectably so is to do the college route, go in a crap load of student loan debt that you might not ever pay off, and then go work your rear end off like 8+ hours a day, 5 days a week, and do the corporate life. And man, that's just not for me, you know? I may have doubted myself over and over again, but one thing I knew for sure, like, it was just ingrained in me, dude. Like, I just knew that I was meant to work for myself and I want to make a difference. I get one life. Like, I don't want to be working for somebody else telling me when I can have a vacation and, you know, and then you top out with your money. There's a limit. You know what I mean? When you work for yourself, there is no limit. There's no limitations to what you can do, what you can accomplish. And I just so badly crave that freedom, the financial freedom, freedom in every way, that I'm like, I don't care what anybody says. I really don't. I'm going to fight for what I want. So it's all going to pay off one day. I just have to believe that.
That's very powerful. It took me a long time to get to the point where I was thinking, I don't care what anybody else thinks about what I'm doing. I'm just going to do what I have to, what I want to, so I can live the life that I want.
100%. That's what it, mindset, man. Mindset is everything. I think my 20s just messed me up a lot because I was in my 20s. As soon as I hit 30, I was like, oh my God, I'm old. I have got to get my life together. I figure out what I want to do. And, being a massage therapist has been great. It's been a great run. I've been doing it now for 11 plus years.
Oh, wow.
But it's just not what I'm meant to do. It's not like, okay, you're a massage therapist, so that's it.
Right.
You know, that was your mark on the world. No, like, I don't believe that at all. I want to do so many things. Lux Beads is just the start, you know? So it's exciting. It's exciting, the unknown of the future. I just know it's going to be great. It's going to be incredible and everything that I've prayed for. And yeah, just patience. Patience is key. That's something I'm really bad about.
Patience is key. And that's another one that I've struggled with. And I think we all, especially as Americans, that we all really struggle with is patience. You know, we're taught that, well, we're not taught, but we always are looking for and have gotten over the years almost immediate gratification. And when you're building something, that just doesn't exist. There is no immediate gratification. You must be patient.
Yes. Yeah, the whole get rich quick, it might happen very, very rarely, but it's just not realistic. Yeah. You got to work for it, put in the work, and, you know, just be patient. Trust the process. Even if we have down days. I have down days still where I'm like, oh, is this really going anywhere? But, you know, that's just letting negativity and fear come in my mind, and you just got to take a step back, maybe meditate, do whatever you got to do to get back in that right mindset and go crush it.
Yep. It keeps coming back to mindset, and that's huge.
You have to
have your mindset and your perspective in the right place. And that was a lot of what that podcast that I did yesterday we spent discussing. The overarching theme was mindset and perspective. And it's so, so important, that and patience. I can't harp on it enough.
I'm going to have to make us something. Like, I got to make us something to help us with our patients, man.
There you go. See, there you go. You got another customized product right there.
That's right. It's never ending. There's always something out there. Yep.
The other thing that I've come to realize now is that as far as I'm aware, I'm going to live for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that, especially with how modern medicine is moving, we're all going to live longer. So this idea that we've constructed in our heads that 30 is old and like once you're 40, you know, it's all downhill from there. And you, you know,
right.
You've only got maybe 10 more years after you're 40.
More good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, once you hit 60, you're screwed. You have to live.
Oh, it's over. You're in a wheelchair, man.
Right?
Yeah. If you're lucky, you're not in hospice yet.
Right?
You know.
You're in a retirement home having some nurse take care of you and wipe your butt.
Yeah. I don't want that. I don't know about you, but I don't want that.
No. Hell no. Hell no. Again, it's all about mindset, and your body has the ability to heal and take care of itself. And if you have that structure in your head that you're not looking negatively at what is now or negatively of what is going to happen in the future, you can avoid so much stress and so much inner mind bullshit. And
yeah,
you can just be, and like you said, create freely and be happy.
I couldn't agree more. That was perfectly put.
And I wanted to kind of touch on a little bit about, you know, when I first learned about your business, back to Big Cats Energy, and you contributed also to Janaea's other event, the Taking My Body Not Yours, with another bracelet, which I didn't get one of those, by the way. I was kind of bummed that didn't include one of those in our little swag basket that we got, because I looked online and I saw, I'm like, those are awesome bracelets. Plus, blue is my favorite color, so, you know.
Okay. So you didn't get one, though, huh?
I didn't even know you were contributing to that, to be perfectly honest, until I saw a Facebook post later on. I'm like, oh, that's a dope bracelet.
Cool. Hey, thank you, man. No, I appreciate that. It was honestly, I cut them last second. I was honestly worried. I was kind of freaking out. Something went bad with like the initial order of the beads, and it was all over the place, but you know, pulled it off. And you know, I didn't actually hear how well they did or didn't do at the event. I never even asked Janaea about that, but I'll make sure you get one.
Oh, that would be so sweet. That'd be so
absolutely, man. Happy to do that for you.
So do you see yourself in the future as contributing more to or creating more customized bracelets for charitable events or things like that? Like, is that something that you also want to be involved in going forward?
Yes. In general, I want to be in a position in life to where I can really give back in a big way, but absolutely starting with something as simple as making these bracelets for these very important events. That's an honor, man. It's an honor to get to be a part of that, just to be able to raise money for a great cause. I mean, there's really no words for that. I never saw myself being involved in that way until, you know, I ran across Janaea and she was like, hey, would you want to make the bracelets for this tiger event coming up? Save the Tigers. Heck yeah, man. Absolutely. I'm in. I would love to. Anybody who wants to reach out, definitely hit me up on social media is perfectly fine and get with me on that. Yeah, I would love to do more of that in the future for sure.
This just hit my brain as you were talking. And have you heard of the company, or they're a company in the respect that they're a charitable organization. They're called 4Ocean. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I follow them, yeah.
Well, right. Yeah. So as you know, then, they have a bracelet that if you buy, it contributes to their cause for cleaning up the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, what if you made one of their bracelets?
Well, that, mind blown. I would love that.
Right?
Yeah.
So talk about a way to add value, give back to the society and the planet, plus really explode your name out there.
Very true. I wonder if they would be down for that, man, like for an outside company to get involved. I don't know how that works, if they're open to that or if there'd be an issue, but I would definitely, I could reach out. That's a great idea.
And I never would have thought of it. Never would have thought of it unless we were talking.
Me either. It's crazy. Like, yeah. It seems so simple, but I have never thought of it like that. I thought it was really cool what they do. Like, I follow them, I support them. Just selling a simple bracelet, and it funds like their captains to go out there like all day, several days a week, and go clean up the ocean from like all over. I think that's amazing. And I would love to be a part of something like that. That's what it's all about, is being able to give back. You know, that's what we should be doing, is giving back and taking care of our earth, man.
Yeah. So yeah, there's only one way to find out, and that's to ask.
I'm going to reach out now. Awesome. I'm going to do it.
I'm excited. I want to know how it goes. I'm really invested now.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. Awesome. Well, what about you? I would love to ask your very first podcast interview. Mm-hmm. How were you feeling before it ever went down? Where was your head?
Well, you know what? It was that kind of excited yet uncomfortable type of feeling. Because the first person that I interviewed, I had literally just met the weekend before.
Whoa, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea this person even existed before I ran into her at a small business expo. Again, me like putting myself out there and trying to network and grow and meet more people. Yeah. I ran into her. She was handing out flyers for a website development company. And then we ended up talking about our own stuff, and I got her hooked in, and she was my first podcast. And she's actually a holistic, like wellness / exercise coach, I guess you could say.
Very cool. And that's how it happens. Just like at random.
It's completely random. Yeah. And she just started talking to me out of nowhere, because that's what she was there to do, was engage people and talk to them about the website development company. But I wasn't there for that. And she, I think, intuitively read that about me, that I really didn't need that service or wasn't interested. So we just immediately kind of did, whoop, flipped it.
Yeah. Cool. That was your first guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. You're my fifth one so far.
Woo. Lucky number five.
So hopefully it just keeps going and keeps growing, and I get to talk to more interesting people.
Yeah, you will. It's going to happen, man. I can see it. You're a natural at this, really.
Well, it took me a long time to get comfortable on camera, or comfortable-ish, I guess you could say, on camera. Because I started my own YouTube channel years ago. In pursuance of my first business, which was, okay. It was supposed to be a kind of like an Angie's List for holistic health providers.
Yeah. And
I started that first YouTube channel all about, you know, promoting them and promoting like healthy concepts and things to avoid and stuff like that. And that's how I really started to get more comfortable on camera and be able to do this type of thing. So it's taken what, 8 years of just keep on doing it to get to this point where according to you, I look comfortable and natural.
I think so. Compared to me, you look real comfortable.
I tell you what, you had that little bit of nervous trepidation about doing this podcast. And I tell you what, you're doing excellent. Like you're not stuttering. You're not stumbling. You know, you're rocking it.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Yeah. Start that YouTube channel. I'm telling you now, start that YouTube channel.
I will. And you know what? You've helped give me that little push, that final push that I needed. I'm just going to do it, man. I think it's going to be more fun than anything. And again, I'm excited to meet strangers. You know, I want to meet people from like all walks of life and just learn, you know, open myself up and see what happens. I think only great things can happen when you know your heart's in the right place. And again, whatever you're doing is, it just feels right and you feel passionate about it. I think you know that you're on the right track and you're doing the right thing. So thanks for that little push.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad I could be a part of it. Is there anything you've kind of mentioned a little bit here going forward about like the customization and the melding of the stones with design plus purpose? But is there anything? Is there anything else coming down the pipeline that you're excited about or that you're looking at and thinking, oh man, I can't wait until like this date because it's happening. Anything like that coming down the pipe that we haven't heard yet?
Nothing that you haven't heard. Yeah, nothing that you haven't heard. It, like I said, I guess the next exciting project for me, taking Lux Beads to the next level, is creating the car charms.
Okay. For people.
Yeah, I really, really want to get into that. I don't know why. I feel so passionately about it, but I just do. So I'm like chomping at the bit to just bust them out. I've been doing my research on that lately, trying to figure out what materials I want to use, different things like that. I get all into it. I'm telling you, every detail matters to me. A perfectionist. And then I really would like to do wall decor. Just house decor in general, incorporating the gemstones and maybe some macrame. I don't even know how to macrame yet. Like, my mom bought me a book. It's like macrame for dummies. No. But anyways, I'm just excited to kind of like jump into different things and see what can happen, because that's the only way to find out, right? Is just freaking try it. Just do it. Start learning.
Yep.
And do it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what you develop and what you come up with as far as the car charms, because yes, we definitely all need protection, especially nowadays with people texting and driving and just looking
at
their phones and all this and that. I remember funny story, kind of a precursor to the whole cell phone text drive thing. I was driving years ago. I was probably like 22, 23, driving down the highway. And I look over to my right, and I kid you not, there was some dude driving down the highway, 70 miles an hour, reading a newspaper.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh my God, I am so happy that I am not on the same side of the road as that fool.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That's cool.
And now it's everywhere.
It is.
It's everywhere.
Ladies doing their makeup on the way to work, I'm like, if you don't poke your eye out, like, that's like bare minimum what could go wrong while you're doing your makeup and driving. It's insane, man. I don't understand people's way of thinking. But the road, it's just nuts to be on the roads anymore. So I think we need all the protection we can get.
Absolutely. I'll clip like 5 of them to my visor.
There you go. Yeah, you should be safe, man. The cars around you should be safe too.
that's what it's about, man. Right. My bubble protects everybody within like 5 cars.
Yeah.
I got five Lux Beads car charms.
Yeah, I like that. Big old bubble.
One more time, how can people find you and look at your creations you've made so far, and then reach out to you while your website's in development to purchase one of these awesome creations?
Hey, thank you. So if you go on Instagram, you can look me up. It's all together, of course, at Lux Beads, LuxBeadz, as well as you can email me. It's just csluxbeads@gmail.com. You want to email me, maybe you're more comfortable with that route. As well as I do have my business page for Lux Beads on Facebook as well. So you've got three different sources, three different ways to reach out to me in the meantime until I get that website up and running.
Very cool. And in the meantime, as you're watching and looking at this video, all of those links will be down below. That way, all you have to do is just click and you can go directly to Chris's page and check her stuff out. And support the cause.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. This has been awesome. Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it.
It has been a lot of fun. And as things develop and you kind of grow and shift, if you want to come back on here and do this again, I'm down anytime.
Oh, appreciate you, man. Absolutely. And I'll have something special coming your way soon.
I love it. Well, Chris, thank you so much. It was a really pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you today. And
pleasure was all mine, dude.
I wish you all the best. I really do.
Thank you, man. All right.
Have a good evening.
All right. You as well.